The biggest things we achieve at work often start as an idea, but the journey from a spark of inspiration to a finished project isn't easy. Identifying the right solution, building a plan, and managing all the bumps along the way, it can feel like a lot. But what if you had a new partner in this process? A creative collaborator to help you generate possibilities, a master strategist to stress test your assumptions, and an execution expert to build a plan based on your ideas to get the job done. Hi, my name is Yul. I'm a VP of Product Management at Google, and I help lead a research team called Paradigms of Intelligence, which tries to understand the nature and building blocks of intelligence. Now, in this course, we'll show you how Gemini can be that creative partner for you so that you can think big and achieve your goals at work. First, you'll learn techniques to generate ideas with you. We'll simulate experts and push creative boundaries to uncover solutions you never would have considered. And we'll show you how you can use Gemini to bring industry knowledge into the process to help. Next, you'll pressure test solutions. Now, the best ideas are ones that can stand up to potential problems in the future, but spotting those problems before they happen can be tough. You'll learn to use Gemini as a devil's advocate to find risks in your strategy before they become problems. You'll also learn how to apply constraints to get to the most relevant solutions so that you can choose the best path. Finally, you'll manage your project by getting everyone on the same page. We'll show you how to use Notebook LM to create an information hub where you and your teammates can ask questions and get answers about the project in literally seconds. It all sounds pretty great, right? Well, it kind of is. But to make this a reality, you'll also need to understand some key principles for using AI effectively. But don't worry, we've got you covered. First up is problem framing. Before you even consider using AI, you need to clearly define the problem you're trying to solve and why. Where you are and where you want to go will anchor the process from start to finish. You also provide essential context. Now, AI doesn't have all the background information about your customers, your team dynamics, or your leadership's priorities. Those are the critical things that determine which solutions to pursue and what steps should be added to your project plan. And that information can only come from you. Throughout this process, you're setting up the problem, exploring the options, and using your judgment to make a decision on what to do next. Now, AI isn't perfect, and it can sometimes give you ideas that won't be a good fit. So please, be a tough critic. With this new way of working, you'll have a resource to turn to at almost every stage of the project lifecycle, from idea to plan to delivery. It's a mindset shift. And by the end of this course, you'll be able to break through creative blocks, find unexpected solutions to complicated problems, and turn your best ideas into action plans that drive progress. So good luck.
Hey, I'm Owen from the Grow with Google marketing team. A big part of my role is getting new campaigns launched. And to do that right, you need a solid process for taking an idea all the way to launch. After I brainstorm ideas, I need to pick the best one and then validate that idea using industry trends. I'm going to show you how you can use Gemini to help out with your initial planning phase of a project. That way, you can spend less time planning and more time on strategy and execution. Let's say I work for a company that produces headphones, and we need some help coming up with new ideas for new accessories. I'll start by giving Gemini a persona so it knows what expertise to draw from. You are a marketing expert in the audio industry. And then I'll give it some context so it knows our situation. My company is developing a new line of premium headphones. And last but not least, the task. Help me brainstorm accessories or add-ons that we can bundle with this product. All right. Gemini has given me a lot of solid options here. I can see it's proposed bundling my product with a case, more cables, and there's also a recommendation for a digital offering. There are a lot of ideas here, so I'll get Gemini to narrow them down for me. One way to narrow down options would be to do a cost-benefit analysis. That'll give me some idea of what the pros and cons might be for each recommendation. Perform a cost-benefit analysis for each of these ideas. Format your response as a table with the following columns. Idea. Cost, low, medium, high, and benefit, the low, medium, high. I like this easy win idea here of the gold-plated adapters. or the cable management tie is flagged as the highest ROI item, which is definitely drawing my attention. So now that I have a short list of options, I'd like to have more information to support my proposal. Let's ask Gemini to do some research on industry trends. This can provide some signal of what's going on in the industry so we can have more confidence in our promotion. What are some current industry trends around premium headphones? I'd like to factor those insights into my decision. Okay, so reviewing these results, I see that the quality of wireless audio continues to improve. And that might mean that consumers are less likely to use wired audio devices. Considering that, I might want to reconsider my choice to bundle my product with the cable management tie. Maybe we should go with a wireless boom mic instead. Before using Gemini outputs in your work, always make sure to check the sources. You can see them by hovering over these links. So that industry trend report was useful, but trends will continue to evolve and my product launch is still a few months out. I can ask Gemini to run this for me weekly to help stay up to date. Run this analysis once a week so I can stay up to date on these trends. I can edit the name and schedule of my scheduled action here. So I change the name here and I can adjust the schedule and I can pause or edit the action here. Before using Gemini, this whole process would have meant starting with a blank slate for brainstorming, building a separate spreadsheet for the cost-benefit comparison, and then probably spending hours digging into industry reports to identify relevant trends. But now with Gemini, that entire planning phase has been up-leveled. It acts as an instant thought partner and can help me quickly evaluate ideas against ROI and things like market context. Beyond that, it'll save me time in the future too. I can browse those scheduled trend reports like my own custom newsletter, and as my launch approaches, that'll help me ensure my strategy is always sharp and data-backed. Hi, I'm Owen. I'm a marketing manager at Google. My job involves running big product launches, and a critical part of that process is being able to anticipate and mitigate potential risks. I'm going to show you one of the ways that I use Gemini to help out with running a complex product launch. It can identify missing dependencies, analyze the impact and risk of those gaps, and then make a timeline to help me mitigate them. Let's say I have a product plan for an upcoming launch, and I want to identify the gaps and potential risks. I'll start by uploading the document that has my initial timeline and a memo about the launch. Then I'll prompt Gemini with what I want it to do. My prompt includes a persona. You are an expert project manager. Some context. My company is launching a new set of headphones for content creators. I've attached a memo describing our launch activities and a workback plan that covers production and manufacturing dependencies. And the task. Are there any dependencies missing from the plan? So Gemini's found a few important missing dependencies building up to planned events, our partnerships, and our digital launch. I know that in-person events are one of the toughest things to move, so I'm wondering if this could affect the launch. I'll ask, let's focus on dependencies for the events. How do they affect the launch? Looks like missing dependencies could lead to event cancellations, which in turn will weaken our overall marketing plans. So let's ask Gemini to create a timeline listing key milestones for event production. Flag steps that may be missing from my current plan. All right, so now I have the missing steps added and it all maps to my overall launch deadline. Now from here, I could do the same with the other dependencies Gemini called out earlier and have Gemini create an updated launch timeline that I can double check and then share with my team. When working fast to plan a big project, it can be hard for me to quickly identify gaps. You really don't know what you don't know. And that's where I found Gemini can really help. It can review any docs you might have, then flag major risks, and then help you improve your plans for a launch. Hi, I'm Owen. In my role as a marketing manager, I'm usually working with a bunch of different people across different teams. A key part of having a marketing campaign run smoothly is ensuring that everyone gets the info they need when they need it. Usually, all this information is written down somewhere, but it can be hard to find. But with Notebook LM, you can create a shareable project hub just by uploading your documents. Not only will that put all your docs in a place where everyone can access it, but you and your team can ask questions about the project and get answers that are directly from the docs you uploaded. In this video, we'll look at how to use Notebook LM to create a project hub for your team. So say you're working on a project that has a lot of documents and files. To start, let's create a new notebook. We'll add our sources. And after loading, NotebookLM will automatically generate an overview based on the sources. And now that we upload our sources and then have an overview of them, let's take a quick tour of all the features here. On the left of the interface, we see our sources. In the center, we have the overview and a text box to ask some questions. And on the right side, we have our studio section. You can add more of your own sources here at any time, or you can find more external sources by clicking here. Now that all of our sources are in, anyone on my team can use it to get critical info. So for example, when are we starting full-scale packaging production? All right, we start in July. NotebookLM only gives you info from the sources you uploaded. You can review the info in the source files by clicking on these links. Now, what about a critical marketing dependency? It's a very different part of the project. What is our deadline for hiring an advertising agency for this launch? Okay, so we're working towards late April and early May at the latest. I can show this notebook with my team, and they can ask questions whenever they need something from our documentation. What I really like about NotebookLM is that it keeps everyone in the loop without slowing anyone down. It's great knowing my team can grab the answer they need when they need it. Think about all the small questions that pop up throughout the day, and how often someone might be blocked from doing their work until they get an answer. How could getting those answers instantly help you and your team keep momentum going